Elohim Sebaot. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I mean, can we just have our seat in just a few minutes? Try, just bring us a little bit of perspective, then we pray. The Bible speaking says that ye are the salt of the earth. And when the salt loses its taste, it is thrown away and it is thrown down. Why? Because as soon as a salt loses its taste, it becomes useless. But you see, part of what makes the life of a believer salty is the presence of fire in his life. I wonder how you pray. You see, prayer is actually defined as a communication between you and God. And in every place where prayer is demonstrated, or the art of prayer is revealed throughout scripture, it actually reveals four different things. It reveals fellowship, it reveals supplication, it reveals intercession. In fact, Paul, speaking in the book of Timothy, speaking to Timothy, said, let all prayers, intercession, and supplication with thanksgiving be made for all men. That is, let every kind of prayer be engaged for all men, most especially they that are in authority. Why? It is because the wisdom needed for them to be able to govern, and build the people aright, and even the people of God and the society aright, will only come when prayers have been offered. Paul, also speaking somewhere else, said something that, pray for me so that utterance may be given unto me to be able to communicate the mysteries of the kingdom. And the reason why Paul needed utterance, it is because there's every tendency for him to stand before this ruler to bear witness, or to stand before people to bear witness, and utterance will be lacking in his life. And as such, he knows that one of the arms that unlocks the doorway of utterance in the spirit is prayer. That is why a man that prays very well, see, no matter how he is, no matter how deficient he may be in knowledge, if he speaks, his word will carry life in it. Utterance is that ability to be able to communicate that which is within your spirit in a well-organized and structured way. The structure in there is actually a thing that comes. It is a skill that is impacted by the Spirit of God. Same way, you can know too many things, and when we tell you, just come, share these things that you have, share these things that you have studied, and you now realize that when you stand before those people, you can't speak. What you are lacking at that time is actually utterance, and it is a thing that can be given unto you only by the Spirit of God. And it has been put, the Spirit of God has actually come inside of you. Prayer will be demanded to activate it. The Bible says he gave them that they spoke in other tongues as the Bible gave them utterance. So it then means that even your prayer in itself, it will require utterance. They say that we know not how we should pray as we ought to, but the Spirit of God helpeth our infirmities with groanings which cannot be uttered with words. If you go to the next verse, the Bible that made us to understand how that the Spirit of God himself help us to pray according to the will of God. That is, it then means that the Spirit of God doesn't just help you to pray with groanings which cannot be uttered with words. It also gives you a wisdom. It gives you a knowledge of the will of God. So that as you pray in other tongues, as you yield to him, he inclines your heart, he tunes your heart to the will of the Father. Because at every stage in your life, there is a prayer you need to pray. There is a prayer you are supposed to pray today. There is a prayer you are supposed to pray in the next 2 hours. There is a prayer, there is a place your heart is supposed to be in the next 3 hours, in the next few days. At every season of your life, there is a kind of prayer that you don't really know how to pray, but the Spirit of God comes to enable you. Oftentimes, how he enables you, I don't know if you've prayed and come to that point where you began to prophesy. I don't mean prophesy as in give somebody a word of prophecy. No, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about as in you pray to that point where you began to declare words, you began to make prophetic decrees over your life. Those things are actually the enablement of utterance. As you pray in other tongues, part of the thing you do is that you stir up the unction of the Holy Ghost inside of you. The Bible says in John, we've read that scripture before, that's 1 John, I think 2:20 or 2:22, if I'm not mistaken. That ye have an unction from the Holy One, and that unction gives you the enablement to be able to know all things. The unction itself puts inside of you. The Bible says eternal life is, Jesus said eternal life is to know God and his only begotten Son whom he has sent into the world. So it then means that eternal life is not just a life walking inside of you. It is the knowledge of God, the experiential knowledge of God inside of your spirit, working in you to bring out the Christ in you. Are we together? Are we together? The believer's life will be salted with fire. If there is no fire in your life, you will be lacking in many of these things. All of the things we preach, all of the things we talk about are actually, they are seeds sown inside of your spirit. And until fire comes upon it, I assure you, those seeds will remain dormant. Those dreams you saw were actually seed. Those visions you saw of yourself singing, those visions you saw of yourself, all the great things you have seen yourself doing, whether in church or anywhere else, it was a seed sown into you. Whether the good dreams and the bad dreams, they were all seeds sown inside of you. What you do with them will determine if they will come to pass or not. He said, pray so that utterance may be given unto me. Because part of how you will walk your way through life is via utterance. The challenge of many believers is that many times when they are lacking, the only thing they confess all the time is that I don't have. Why did the Bible say, let the weak say I am strong? The Bible, first of all, acknowledge that you are weak. The Bible acknowledge that you don't have. You are weak, you are poor. But the Bible says, let the weak say I am strong. Because one of the only ways you can be able to bring yourself out of that predicament, it is via the words of your mouth. You are via utterance. The devil has not killed you if he hasn't shut down your mouth. So long as you can talk. So they say a closed mouth is a closed destiny. Why they say so? It is because life and death is in the power of the tongue. A man that will say that, even though you say this thing, I said this thing, you will still die. See, let me tell you, the fact that that person still confess at the end that he will die. But the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. And they that are wise will make use of them. That is why God, in his wisdom, when he came with the Holy Ghost into the apostles, part of the first thing he did to them was that he gave them utterance. He gave them the enablement of utterance. Why? It is because these men, do you know what they did? They ran away from town. And I know you are the only one that thought that they went to the upper room only to pray. They did not go to the upper room only to pray. Part of what they were doing, it was that they were running away from the Jews. Because if they catch them that time, they will arrest them. Because at that time, they know that those 12 apostles, why did you think Peter denied Jesus? That guy was afraid. He thought they will join him too and he'll be gone. So that was why this guy denied Jesus. And that denial gave them a kind of a mindset. Even after Jesus resurrected, Peter was not even like, they have to go and send for Peter. They have to go and send for Peter to come. He said, tell my disciples to meet me. At that point, is it Galilee or where? He said, tell them to meet me. He said, tell my apostles and Peter. It then means that Peter in some way actually separated himself. Why? Because he denied the Lord. And the reason why he denied the Lord was because there was no fire. Jesus even said, I have prayed for you so that your faith will fail not. So in the days where you are buffeted with all kind of infirmity, in the day where your strength can't really sustain you, it is those prayers that you have actually stored, that you have actually sent into your future that will be able to sustain you at that time. He said, I have prayed for you. It is not a futuristic stuff. He said, I have prayed for you. This thing that will happen in the future, I have already programmed something via prayer that even though you fall, your faith will not fail you. Because there a time may come in your life where it will seem as though your faith will fail you. But the Bible says if you fail in the days of battle, it is just because your strength is small. And part of the only way you can receive strength from God is through prayer. Another way, it is through the word. He said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Are we together? Part of the thing he gave them was utterance. I know We've talked about, in English, the power of language. I mean, not the power of language. They talked about language. But you see, one thing I want to tell you about the power of language is that it has the ability to re-educate your mind. The day you start speaking thief and staying with thief people, from that day you will start in some way thinking like them. Language doesn't just, the spirit in language doesn't just carry, it doesn't just carry an intonation, it doesn't just carry a sound alone. It carries a spirit, it carries in it a spiritual nature. It carries in, and in that nature is a lifestyle, in that nature is a culture. That is why when they began to speak in other tongues, the first thing that happened was that boldness was impacted into them. Why did the Holy Spirit release boldness into them? It was because they were hiding, because they felt they were weak. And the reason why they felt they were weak was just simply because they were speaking another language and they were walking by another kind of a life. But when the Holy Ghost came upon them in the day of Pentecost, Jesus told them that not many days from now you will be endowed with power, because the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The power of God, the Holy Spirit, that was what they told Mary. He said the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the highest will overshadow you. He told his apostles that not many days from now you will be endowed with power because the Holy Spirit will come. And when the Holy Spirit came, he demonstrated a protocol. First of all, he came like a mighty rushing wind and it rested upon them like cloven tongues as of fire. And the Bible says he gave them utterance. They all spoke in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. And after they spoke and people heard their voices aloud, they were praying in other tongues and giving praises to God. All of a sudden, we now realize that boldness has been impacted into these people. The Bible says something about Saul, that as Saul came into the camp of prophets and he began to prophesy, the Bible says his heart was changed into another man. Language has the ability, it has the power. When it is energized by a spirit, it has the power to re-educate your mind. The simple reason why you are learning English, it is not just so that you know how to speak good English. Part of what they are trying to achieve is that your mindset should change. The day you stop saying, you stop speaking some things, that from that day you start to think another way. That is why if you follow a man for long, you will realize that after some time you start to behave like that man, you start to talk like that man. What occurred? He was speaking English, yes, it's a general language. But you see, there was a spirit working inside of him that carries another kind of a language. And as you continue to listen to that person, that nature, the essence of the spirit of that man was released into you. Many of the guys that were with me from 221. Many of the guys, as in Zaria there, many of those guys, in fact, there's one of them, if you hear that guy pray, if I leave this place and drop that guy here and you hear him pray, you think maybe I brought him to a place and I was telling him, say this. What occurred was that the essence of my spirit was released into him. Even the woman that is up to 50 years that is praying with us, that woman, if you hear her voice, you would think maybe I came and taught them. Those things that they used to say that they teach people tongues, that's what you will confess. You will say they taught that in this place they used to teach them tongues, all of them used to pray in the same way. No, it is the essence. That is why when you began to pray in tongues, the boldness of the Lord was impacted into you. Why? It was because the Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. It means that it is a language of God. And if you begin to speak the language of God, part of the qualities, the characteristic of God, what makes God God, will be impacted into you. That is the simple reason why after some time you now realize it is possible for you to heal the sick. Because this is actually a thing that is only given to the divine. And as you began to engage in that divine fellowship, the same nature that is in God was impacted into you. In fact, the Bible said something, that Jesus Christ became poor, he became sin, so that everyone in him can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But you see, you will never walk in that righteousness. Righteousness is not just living right alone. It is not just living right alone. It is the very nature of God impacted into you. Last semester, we were talking about righteousness almost throughout. It is the capacity to be able to harness all of God. It is the capacity put inside of you by God to be able to contain all of himself, all of his kingdom, and all of the realms of his kingdom. So that so long as you can continue to journey in God, you will continue to access realms and dimensions in God. Do you think Theophilus has sang all the songs in heaven? No. There are still songs, new songs, and new melodies that are being baited in the Holy Spirit. And part of the thing that God demands of you through all those things, you see yourself singing, you see yourself singing in the church, you see yourself singing in the choir, you see yourself leading worship, you see yourself a prayer man, as in you see yourself preaching to many thousands of people. What they are actually trying to do is to fine-tune you to a sound. I know so long as God remains inside of me, I will continue to preach. It doesn't matter how it will be, I will still continue to preach. We have not just been yoked to this thing because we wanted to, another kind of a sound started to play inside of us. I could remember that day, I was just traveling from Kaduna to Zaria as usual. And as I was just moving in the car, something just started happening to me. A new taste just started waking up inside of my spirit. And when I just came back home, I went inside the room and I just looked at myself. I said, Kai, there is something I really desire. Let me just leave my friends. I just decided the time that all of us used to meet and go to Yahoo, look for trouble and fight. I just decided from that time to just stay at home. From that point, something was just going on inside of me that I couldn't describe until a lady just came and met me. That as you come, there are some people praying inside that church. Let's go and join them. I was like, youth used to pray. You know, as usual, we never knew people were praying. I said, youth. She said, she told me that they were youth. I said, are you sure youth used to pray? Are you sure? After we argued and argued and argued, she finally convinced me. I just said, okay, let's go inside. Because I used to always come and just sit at the front of the church and just observe the environment, just look at people and just observe and reason many things. So I just followed that lady like that. We entered that place and we prayed. After that day, I did not see the lady again. I was the one that it was as if I replaced the lady. So after that day, we couldn't find her. But the thing was that was where I found what I was looking for. That desire inside of you, that strange desire inside of you, it was actually a desire, a divine impulse that God put inside of you. You are the one that have always misinterpreted it. You thought it was, let me not say food again. You thought it was what you need is a girlfriend. You thought what you needed is a boyfriend. What you thought was that you needed a guy to satisfy that lust. You see, after that thing, it will still return back again. Jesus told the woman at Samaria that this thirst, this hunger that is inside of you, that there is a water that I can give unto you, that will become in you a life-giving stream welling up unto eternal life. That was what Revised Standard Version said. It will become a wellspring of life. It will be springing unto eternal life because that thing, that desire, that hunger and taste inside of your spirit, it is actually something that is divine. And that is why part of the only way you can satisfy. Why do you think the only thing you go to is mammon? The only thing they look for is somebody that can satisfy that lust inside of them. It is because it is something divine. And mammon is a spirit. Mammon is a spirit. That thing that puts you to go and fornicate is a spirit. So long as you continue in that, what you are doing is that you are worshiping a spirit. It doesn't matter how many times you go to church after that time. You are a slave to a spirit. You must allow yourself to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and baptized with the fire of God. If not, all of those things will buffet you, and the goal of it is so that they can wreck your life. When the devil gets you, bring you to the point where he can buy your soul, at that time he doesn't have anything to do with you. Because part of the thing they trade with in the spirit realm is actually the souls of men. Money is part of it because money is guarded by a spirit. It is guarded by a spirit. Loss is guarded by a spirit. Pornography, those porn sites are guarded by a spirit. That is why anytime anybody goes into that place, they keep him there for so long until they deposited something inside of his soul that will definitely bring him back to that place. Are we together? They will deposit something inside of his soul that will definitely pull him back to that place. They say, whosoever you serve, the slave of him you will become. And that is the reason why they say that Jesus told them that not many days from now you will be dipped into the Holy Ghost. So that after that time, as the Holy Spirit enabled them, gave them utterance, refine-tuned their language, from that day their obedience and their allegiance changed. Who are you bowing to? Who are you serving? Is it Mammon? Is it the spirit of lust? The goal of it is so that they can enslave you. They can ensnare your soul. And I assure you, you won't amount to anything. Let me just tell you, it's not a prophecy. If you continue in this path, if you continue in this path, sleep around, do all of those things, what you are doing is that you are wasting many, many resources that not even God has put inside of you, but the natural human ability you have, you are trading them off. We know a guy then in Zaria, we used to call that guy King Kong. Nobody can stand that boy and you fall. As if you like, 1, 2, 3, 4, groan, hit the guy, he won't fall. King Kong is, some of us must have watched that film. Why we name him King Kong? King Kong is because nobody can bring that guy down. But a time came in the life of that guy. They started visiting somewhere in Zaria, they called Janex. As they started going to that place, first time, second time, a day just come and they were playing ball. Somebody just touched King, the old King Kong, somebody touched the guy and he fell. And do you know this kind of thing that it surprised everybody that this guy, I'm telling you a life, as in I know the guy is just quaggy like this. He's just short like this, as in with strong muscle. But after that day, when that guy fell, everybody were like, wow. And one guy just said from behind, what occurred? Why do you think that those horses they use for race, why do you think that they don't allow them to mate? It is because as they continue to mate, part of what they are giving out is their life. Yeah. Even in prayer, as you pray and tarry for long, part of what you are doing is that you are trading off your life for the very power of God. The Bible says death may be at work in us, but it is unto the betting of a new life. Can we rise up on our feet as we pray? Some of you, what you just need to tell God is that, God, just deliver me from this yoke, this grip of sin. Many times, after that thing, you wish that you won't go back again. After smoking, you wish that you won't do it again. Somebody asks, is smoking a sin? Is drinking a sin? What I will tell you is that, in fact, the people that produce that thing even showed you that it can kill you. I saw one pack, they described something like cancer, one cancerous stuff. It's one new cigarette they made. And the thing can cause the cancer of the mouth. It can cause that kind of damage. And people are still following that thing. Is drinking a sin? You are asking, will you be happy? If part of the thing I would think, will you be, some of these parents themselves, I know a man that if he catch his son smoking, he will beat that guy back. You see, but the father the son will always be like the father. He will beat the boy, and after beating the boy will go back home. He will take over. Will you like to see your children in that same way? That is part of the thing you should ask yourself every day. Will you like to see yourself in that same way? Can we pray? In just 1 minute, our time is up. Can we just pray and just say, Lord, help me. If you need to end that particular thing, tell God, help me to put an end to this death that is at work in me. Release the fullness of your spirit. Shekinah glory come. Shekinah glory. Can you just pray in 1 minute? Release the fullness of your spirit. Shekinah glory come. Shekinah glory. You ask foolish questions like people ask questions like, can a believer lose his salvation? Do you want to lose your salvation? Say, should a believer drink? What you should ask yourself is, drinking good? Look at all of those people, their liver swollen up so big, you thought it's enjoyment. This way. Can you just pray? Just pray and just say, Lord, deliver me from this yoke of sin. To some of us, just pray. To some of you, I mean, just pray and just say, Lord, increase your fire in me. Increase your fire. Fire purifies. Maybe a day we'll talk about what fire will do in your life. But this thing I just said is part of what fire will do. It will come to bring you out of that. I told you, it is not by going to, it is not the 200 times you enter church. We were close to Bishop. I used to dress Bishop. If you sat up Bishop George Jonathan Dodo, I used to dress that man. We were doing that, but we're still wallowing in sin. Until light and life came into our spirit, we couldn't deliver ourselves. Can you pray? Can you pray and just say, Lord, help me? If it's communion, we took communion many times. There are times we, 3 masses we attend all. It couldn't save us. Not that it is powerless. No. It is powerful. It is full of power. But just that death was at work in us. He said, this same gospel that is a flavor, a sweet fragrance unto many, to others it tends unto death, unto death, unto death. Why? Because they believed it not. Can you pray? Can you just pray and say, Lord, help me? You can't fulfill all of those dreams. You can't. Can you just pray and say, Lord, help me? Yes, I receive you again. I receive you anew into my life. I yoke myself to you. Today I declare that I walk in obedience. I will yield to your spirit. Oh, wow. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be thy name. Bashem Yeshua Mashiach Adonai. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And so, Father, I ask you, Lord, that let there be a shield of your presence over these ones. I ask you, Lord, that your hand be over them. I ask you, Lord, that you break through for them. Break through barriers. Break through the limitations. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.